Today's shiur in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omud Beis. We are in the fifth volume Mishnah Berurah, reaching a landmark today with Simen Tuf Kuf, the 500th Simen in Shulchan Aruch that we're doing. Simen Tuf Kuf, which deals with a person who doesn't have meat on Yontif and he needs to go and purchase meat on Yontif. How is he allowed to do that? And as well, we'll talk about salting of the meat later in this Simen. So we begin on Kuf Yud Beis Omud Beis with the brand new Simen Tuf Kuf. The Mechaber writes Sif Aleph. Ein konim basar bepisuk damim. A person is not allowed to purchase meat on Yontif by specifying, I'm going to buy $5 worth of meat, $10 worth of meat. You're not allowed to do that. For example, you're not allowed to say, lomar letabach, ten li besela o b'shtayim, give me a seller's worth of meat, or two sellers worth of meat, $5 worth of meat, $10 worth of meat. Likewise, Mechaber tells us, uchei lo yomar lo, you likewise are not allowed to go tell the butcher, harini shutaf imcho besela, I'm a partner with you in this animal for a seller's worth of meat. Not allowed to do that. What can you do? Ela mechalek lohem, shlishios or revios, kifi achalochem shederich lechalek ba'ir, below pisuk damim. You're allowed to give them a third, a fourth of the animal with the normal way that it's done, the way they would normally break up an animal like this, without specifying how much money it is. And then you can bring a second animal, umevi shtei behemos, v'yomar zu kizu. These two animals are about the same. Ulamachar, if the yontif, shomin hanisheres, ukefi sheshover kach, yifralo. You'll figure out roughly how much meat was given, and you'll be able to go and see how much you owe him based upon that. It's an estimation, a pretty good estimation, but this way you're not dealing directly with specifying how much you're purchasing on yontif. That's not allowed. Now, Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkot Nalit, this is true. Afilu likach ba'kofa. This is even, of course, if you don't pay him, you're going to take it on credit. You're not giving him something. You're not allowed to do it even on credit. Mishum gezeiras mekach u'memkor, because this looks too much like a business transaction, which is forbidden on Yontif. Shabbos as well, of course, but on Yontif is what we're talking about. Now, why is this forbidden? So, Dirshu Foot number one reminds us that this is a gzeira, the rabbis instituted, mekach u'memchor, that you're not allowed to go do business dealings on Yontif because of the concern, mishum gzeira shema yichtov, you may come to write it down. You owe me 10 bucks, okay, let's write it down. That's the second reason that Rashi gives in the Gemara in Beitza. And this is also the reason that the Rambam brings down. However, the first pshat in Rashi, the reason you're not allowed to do mekach u'memchor, is based upon a pasuk in Yishai that says, daber dover, the famous pasuk, that you're not allowed to do things on Shabbos or Yontif the way you do them on a weekday. And therefore, this is a din derabanan that you have to go and act differently. And therefore, you can't go and do business transactions on Shabbos or Yontif. Those are the two reasons that Rashi gives. The Ramban, at least according to one understanding, the Rabban says, no, it's an Issa Daraisa. He says, you're not supposed to go spend all your day doing business. And the Ramban says, if you do so, over Al Issa Torah, that's actually an Issa in the Torah, it says Shabbason, you're supposed to be a day of rest. And if you go and work all day, you're violating this Daraisa principle. And he says that you have to rest, even if it's not a malacha that you're doing, it's not about doing an Isser, but even for doing things that aren't Isser, you have to rest on Yontif. That's the simple understanding of the Ramban. The Aruch HaShulchan, however, understands the Ramban, not as saying it's an Issa D'oraisa, it's not an Issa Torah, it's just, Shibahalocha Shabbos or Yisurim Midrabbanon, Chamurim Kishal Torah. The Ramban also agrees it's an Issa D'oraisa, but since it's dealing with Shabbos and Yontif, it's a much stricter din. Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Beis tells us, you're not even allowed to say, I'll be a partner with you in this animal for $1 worth or $5 worth. Rotsu Lamer, Mishnah Berurah explains the Mechaber, you're not purchasing it from, he's saying, I'm a partner with you in this animal. You're not allowed to do this. Because you're mentioning, I'm a dollar's worth partner with you, I'm a $5 worth partner with you. The issue foot number two brings down, why can't you do this? So the Ramah in Simen Shin Chav Gimel Hilchos Shabbos says, "Eino la b'davar shein mekel yadua." This is only you're not allowed to do this if it doesn't have a set price. Kolomar shein lo mechir yadua, because in that situation you're now specifying I'm going to take $10, so you're not allowed to do this. However, for something that has a set price, avo lahaskir shein domin b'davar shein mekel yadua, to say I'll take $10 worth of meat with you, but everybody knows that that piece of meat's worth $10. Kolomar shein mechiro yadua shekach. And to buy, let's say, the wings, it costs $10. Everybody knows that, so it's not dependent on weight or the size. So the Ramah says that would be permissible, even though there are those that are machmir. He says, Pashat haminog lahakabakaf, that you'd be allowed to do. I am the rest of this dish, a footnote for additional details about this. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkot and Gimel tells us what you are allowed to do is to be mechalik the shlishios or revios, you can give him a third of it, a quarter of it, the way it's normally done. It tells you, look in the Bir Halacha. If you look at the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, the Pisuk Domim, he says, Mukach de Babli Pisuk Shapir. If it doesn't have a specification over here, then it's allowed. De Babli Pisuk, without specifying it, Shapir Nimnin Alabema. Then you can include yourself as a partner in the animal. And he says, this Tesefta says this Beferish. However, the Rashba disagrees. In the Avodas HaKodesh, the Rabba says, no, you have to be Machmir. The Rashba says you have to be Machmir. And this is his Lashon. You're not allowed to get a bunch of people to say, we'll be partners with you. For example, say, Lomar, the five of us will partner with you on this animal. Remember, they didn't have refrigeration those days. They wouldn't shecht an animal unless they had a lot of buyers. So five people couldn't go to the Shechet and tell them, listen, shecht this cow, and we'll all be partners with you, one-fifth of it. That's like a weekday activity. And the Rashba concludes, and he says, if before Yontif you had five partners, then they can add additional partners and be included another five people on Yontif. That's the Lashon of the Rashba. At the end of this, Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim says, look at the Pre-Chodosh, says, even though we don't rely upon this Rashba, l'chadchila, mikol makom ha-machmir tovolav bracha. If somebody does do what the Rashba says in his machmir to not allow this, so then that would be preferable. Tovolav bracha. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Dalet tells us, dafka below goral, you're allowed to say, I'll take a third of it, a fourth of it, but they can't do a lottery as to which piece you'll get. For example, they each say, okay, whatever third you give me, it's fine. Oh, I wanted that piece. No, you take that piece. So that is allowed as long as they're not makpid. However, they say, no, I want this piece. I always want this piece. So we'll have to do a lottery. So then you're not allowed to do it. Then it's usur. He then adds, Ayin and Sov Simin Shunchov Beis in Hilchas Shabbos, where it says over there, Vafilu Goral Ayide Sakin, Kemosh Osin Makatsovim, to make some sort of a goral using the knife, like the butchers would do. What is that? The Hainu Shemenichin Sakin Beishne HaChalokim, you would put the knife in between two pieces. Vishalim Lakonim, Ezet Sad Rotsa. Which side do you want? So Imachelik Shemunach Litzad Hachad O Litzad Agad. In other words, you want it towards the sharp end or towards the dull end of the blade. Gamz Nikri Goral, that's also called a lottery. Vasu, and it's not allowed to be done. He brings down the name of the Arzarua. The issue footnote number 3 adds an explanation over here, and it says that the people really don't know each other well, and they want to do it with a lottery because they don't know each other, they're not mavata to each other. They're going to be makbid that they each should get a nice piece. I want the better piece. I want the bigger weight, and they may come to actually weigh it out, and that's why the rabbi said don't do it. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay tells us, so the right way to do this when they divide it up is to go pick another animal. And he says, Rotsu Lomar, Ukidei Sheyedu Achakach Kama Tzorach Lefro. This way they'll have an idea how much they have to pay the following day, because they'll have the comparison animal. Shari Yesh Behema Shechelik Bimenu Shoveh Dinar, Vyesh Behema Sheneisach Bimenu Shoveh Shtei Dinar. Because if you just take pieces, so sometimes a piece is worth $1, sometimes a piece is worth $2. And therefore, Lazer Mechacham, that's why the Mechaber told us over here, Shekodim Sheshochet LeBehema, before they shech Behema number one, maybe Behema Acheres, Behema number two, Sheshovya Kezo Le'en Haro, they look to be roughly the same size. And therefore, if you take a chunk from Behema 1, after it's shechted, you can then approximate how much that chunk would be in Behema 2. Ulamacher, then the next day, Shamin Domeh V'chein Yishamu. Then the next day, they can go make the calculation and go and pay appropriately for the item that they purchased, so to say, on Yontif. The Mishnah Berurah adds in Ira, Demakonim Sochmin Al Tabach. But if the buyers rely upon the butcher, they trust him, B'dvar HaMekach, that he's not going to cheat them. Shiyom Alehem Lamacher, and he'll tell them tomorrow what it's worth. Ain't sorkly the hemacheris. Then they don't have to. If the butcher's trustworthy, say, yeah, this is about 10 pounds of meat. Achikach motzosi shekin kozal b'yirabu b'shem Tanya. The yirabu brings this exactly down in the name of the Tanya. And Zelushona, this is his language. Vu adin shiuchal lelech l'tabach yisrael. The same halacha applies if you go to a Jewish butcher, okusi or akusi even, v'lomalo, and you tell him tenli regel or chatzi. I'd like the leg over here, the hind leg, or half of the hind leg, or chayozabaze, or any similar type of arrangement. Below zechiras mekukumem, because they didn't mention for $10 in terms of the amount or 10 pounds or piece of domin, or say I'll pay you $1 a pound or anything like that. And then that's what they're allowed to take on yontif from the butcher without specifying. And then lamacher the next day after yontif. Parel almos kmosh yuchal. He pays him back what the estimation is. Okay, zemash v'tur simin tov kuv yizayin. This is allowed. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav tells us umikol makom. However, also leforish. You're not allowed to specifically say and say v'lo mamash atonolech lamocher biadzu nitin l'chol badzu. You're not allowed to specify and say, well, this hind leg that I'm taking today is going to be the equivalent of that hind leg tomorrow. Devi skul mekach. That's also like saying the specific amount, which would not be allowed. Now we go to the Rambam. The Rambam says, "Hagav yeshomim the davko Yisrael legavi Yisrael sharei kiay gavna." He says this is only allowed when you have a yid going to another yid. That's allowed. Ava Yisrael imenu Yehudi, but a yid with a non-yid. Then this isn't allowed as well. He brings it down for the Gosa Shri. Now, what is this? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Zayin, "Hainu afilu below pisuk domin." When you're taking from a non-Yiddish butzer, then you're not allowed to do it in this situation, even without pisuk domin. Sha'omer liyakum, for example, you tell the yakum, "Hareini imcha bibeima zulamertzer." You're not allowed to do that. Say, "I'm a half owner with you." Why not? But Tom, Mishum the Ein Yisrael Rogil Shtati Pimakum. In those days, it was uncommon for them to be a partner with a Akum. And Merzei Tvei Kemekachu Memkar Veloi Kela was there. It doesn't look like it's a partnership. It looks like it's a sale, a transaction over here. And the rabbi said, no, you can't be making this situation. However, nobody agrees. V'yesh Cholkum is there. There are those that say it's allowed. He looked in the Shaar Etzion in Osvav. He says the Pri Chodosh, the Magen Avraham, possibly as well. He left with the Tzorach Ian, and there's Lavush, and there's Mashma from the Vilna Gaon. They all say you can do this. The Lo Mefal Ginon, being Shol Akum, the rules are the same, whether it's a Yiddish butcher or an Akum. The Chosh Eino Maskir Dom, as long as you don't mention the price, but you do it in the way that we said is acceptable, Mutter, it's permissible. However, Mishbur concludes, he says, V'yesh L'Hachmir Kisor Rishon, you should be Machmir over here if you have any choice. And you see in O Zion, in the Shaar Etzion, he brings it down there in the Graz. And he says, U'be'emes L'fidas Mogen Avram, he says, Dibnei Chabura Hayadua Shemakpidim, just like we brought down that if the people are mocked with each other, that they want to make sure that they don't get a better piece than you, so then, in that situation, afilu b'li goral, it's also, even without a goral, it's not allowed, and therefore, he says, an akum, the vaday makpidim, they're certainly going to be mocked with the akum, that they shouldn't get different pieces, umimele yesh leso gamkein, so therefore, he says, you have to make it also in this situation, the vaday also the day zechira skum hamekach, it's certainly going to be, over here, a problem. And he adds, it's a pele, shalo hiru hamforshim, why nobody mentions this, he says, it's very strange. Now the Mishnah Berurah adds, and he says, under what circumstances is this true? Again, as we already pointed out earlier, this is when the price isn't set. Like meat. But something which has a set price to it, it's not weighed or it's not sold by the pound. Eggs. You buy a dozen eggs. There goes it. You buy a goose or a geese. Anything like that. It's sold not by its weight, but it's sold by the amount or the number. Then you can say, okay, I'll own half of this goose. As long as you don't mention, well, I'll buy it for you, for be a partner with you for $50. He adds, because of a lavush, a yid isn't allowed to sell to a non-Jewish person on yontiv. If you just give him the meat, and you'll say, we'll pay for it tomorrow at the yontiv. In the low the ikub seda, unless the meat would, for example, be lost, because, for example, if you go on Besar Trefa, this was Trefa meat, and the guy will eat it now, but it's not going to eat tomorrow if it spoils. As we've already learned, ukidel and sov simen tofet sadi zayin, ayin sham, where we said it will prevent you from shachting if you're not allowed to go sell a Trefa, and therefore you're allowed to go sell the Trefa. The low itirul is that eliki shol kone umshum simchas yontif. But under other circumstances, we didn't allow you to go and sell it to a non-Jewish person because we're only allowing you to sell to a yid because of simchas yontif. If it's a non-Jewish person, there's no simchas yontif, so you're not allowed to go and do transactions because it's just making money and not making simchas yontif. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, also lishkol boser, you're not allowed to weigh out meat, afil beveso, in your own house. Leida kama yivashal, you want to cook 2 pounds of meat, 3 pounds of meat. So you're not allowed to weigh it out to see how much you have to cook. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Ches, Asur Lishkol, Va'afilu Eino Shokel B'Mishkal Arogel. Even if you don't weigh it in the normal way, you're not putting it on a scale. So how do you weigh it? What do you do over here? You do it, Ela Shebiniach B'Kaf. You put the meat into the kaf. It's one side of the balance scale. You put it into the cup, into the ladle, into the container on one side of the balance scale. And on the other side, you put kli osakin, and you, instead of putting the weight on the other side to see it weighs 5 pounds, 10 pounds, you put in some sort of utensil or a knife on the other side of the balance scale, and you see that it balances. And then tomorrow you'll weigh the sakin, and you'll weigh the other kli on the other side. That's also osur, afilu hachi osur, because de uvdo de cholu, this looks like a weekday activity. Furthermore, even if you don't weigh it so carefully, kolkach. So you put it in, it's a rough estimation. Rak poches mat omosif. So you put in a knife on the other side, you know, it's almost the same weight. It's a little bit higher, a little bit smaller. Gam kinosif. That's also not allowed. Then you call makom near a kishok, because it looks like you're weighing it, and you're not allowed to go and weigh in a balance scale on yontif. What about for the Dvar Mitzvah? So Dirush footnote number 6 brings down Lishkol Tzoch Mitzvah. For example, could go Mishi Beleil Haseda Yeshlo Matzos Bishir Mitzumtzum. The guy only has the exact amount of matzah that he thinks he's going to need for the Seder. He doesn't have anything to waste. So he wants to make sure for the first eating of the matzah, he has the right amount. He doesn't want to have more. Second eating, he wants to have the right amount. He has a certain amount of maror. He has to divide it up. So he wants to weigh it out. Are you allowed to do that with Dvar Mitzvah? So the Kaf HaChaim write, in the name of Pesach Hadvir, based upon the Shulchan Aruch, Shemutur Limdo L'Tzorach Mitzvah. You are allowed to measure for Tzorach Mitzvah, and that's the Pesach of the Pesach Hadvir based upon the Shulchan Aruch. But the Kaf HaChaim himself doesn't like it. On the other hand, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says, Yesh Lismoch HaPesach Hadvir, you can rely upon this Pesach, Umutur Lishko L'Tzorach Mitzvah, Keshem Shemedida Kazu Muteres. And you'd be allowed to do this over here, and this is found in the Shulchan Shlomo as well. Shemutur Limdod Mishkal Shal Matzah V'Chadome Bechli Mishkal Kitanim Basim, Shenikar, Shul, Tzorach, Mitzvah, and a household utensil and a balance scale. Since it's clearly doing it for the mitzvah, not for sale, you'd be allowed to use this. However, he says, Bekom Mokom, Odiv Lasso Zos, Kodim Yantiv. If you can, don't rely upon this, do it before Yantiv. And this is also the opinion of the Shel Shuas Olut Zion, Sheshkil, Tzorach, Mitzvah, Muteres, Kimo Medida, Tzorach, Mitzvah. Just like you can weigh, you can measure. Chindas or Yashiv as well, Medido Shkila, that weighing it out is the same as measuring it. The Tzorach Mitzvah is Muteris, Avalobim is mine, but not on a balanced scale. Dirush Foot number 7 tells us that what's wrong with weighing it out here. So he brings down from Rashi and Morim Beitza that this is Uvda Dechol. It looks like a weekly activity. On the other hand, the Rambam's opinion is She'isr Shkila, the Isr of weighing it over here, Bechlal Isr Mekach Umempor. This is a component of sales and transactions, which you're not allowed to do, and the opinion of the Rambam is Shatam Isr Mekakul Memkar Hu Kadei Shelo Yavo Lichtov Shtari Mechir, because you may come to write something out. That's why you're not allowed to do that. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Mechaber continues and he says Va'afilu Litno B'Kof Masnaim, even to put into a balanced scale, for the purpose is not weighing it, L'Shama Min Ha'Achbarim, to protect it from the mice getting to it. So you put it up in the balance scale, the mice can't reach it. Also, that's also not allowed, even though you're not weighing it. If this is the type of balance scale, in Hitluya, B'makom Shurigilim Lishkoba, if this is the normal place that you would go and weigh stuff here, you're not allowed to do this as well. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Siv Katan Tes, Rotzal Omar, U'Bekafa Sheni Munach Mishkolos. Of course, to admit that there is a weight on the other side, otherwise you're allowed to put in the balance scale, that's not a problem, but it's also, the mice are probably going to get to it if it's not lifted up high. So therefore, you need to have something on the other side so that mice can't reach it. And if this is in a place that you usually weigh, you're not allowed to do this. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Yud tells us, Doz Nira Kishoka, because this way it looks like you're actually going and weighing it. And he says, look in the Bir Halacha, where the Chafetz Chaim writes, in Dibra Masko, B'mokom Shubigil Lishko, Mashma, it implies, D'bemokom Acher, Afilu Yitluya Mutter. In another place where you don't normally weigh it, you would be allowed to do it. They have a carry because it's clear that you're not weighing it because that's not the normal place that you weigh. And this is brought down to Rabbeinu Yerucham Behedja. He says it specifically to Rabbeinu Yerucham. However, the Rambam seems to disagree. He says the Kol Hashamaz Naim Tluim also any place with a balance scale. If it's not the normal place, not allowed to do this. Mishnah Berurah continues and he says Kosu Acharon. He brings down in the name of the Acharonim Sharetzion this Ola Shabbos El Yerabba and also the Rabbeinu Yerucham. The Lo Koi Rak Anos No Lishmor Min Achbarim. We only said over here that you can put it in the balance scale if you're doing it to prevent the achborim from reaching it. But if you're doing it intentionally to go and weigh it, then afilu eino tluya bimkoma osu. Then even if it's not in its normal place, then there's no heter to do so. So to prevent it from being eaten by the achborim, so then you're allowed to put it in there if it's not in its normal place. If it's in its normal place, you can't even put it there. But if it's not to prevent the achborim from getting it, you can't even put it when it's not in its normal place. This is a good break point. With this, we'll conclude today's shiur.